celebration, I had to do a lot of work, and it was all good stuff. When our service was over, I went over to the house that soon will be our associate pastor Talitha's home, and with the capital projects team and Talitha, we talked over what kinds of renovations are needed and wanted and affordable for that house. Many of you know that last year, we ran a really successful capital funds drive that raised enough money to renovate our two manses and to take care of some deferred maintenance issues around here. And it's exciting to see those funds at work in Talitha and Michael's future home. Then, actually, I left those people in the living room of the other manse, and I ran over to the Thornhill room to meet with some folks who are interested in exploring what it might look like to join our congregation. And I gave them a 10-minute history of the Presbyterian Church. Then I went home for lunch, and as soon as I was finished eating, I wrote a homily for a memorial service at which I officiated on Monday down at my former church in San Jose. And just as I was wrapping up that work, the work on the memorial service, my wife Ann came to me in the dining room where I was working on my memorial service homily to inform me that my day was not yet over. We're going Latin dancing, she reminded me, in Emeryville. And let me tell you that a nap would have been really wonderful at that point in the day, but not nearly as great as Latin dancing. So I finished my homily and I found some good dancing shoes and we were off. Ann had read about how there would be free open-air Latin dancing down in the Bay Street Mall in Emeryville every Sunday afternoon during the summer, and it seemed like too good a thing to pass up. There was a time when Ann and I might have found ourselves in the position to be able to go Latin dancing on a somewhat regular basis, but my work involves a lot of evening meetings, and we have kids, so it's hard to get out at night, which means that we don't dance much anymore, except maybe in the kitchen when we want to embarrass our children. But now our kids are a little older, and besides, this was in the afternoon, so off we went, and it was marvelous. When we got to the place, no one was actually dancing, but the band was playing a merengue, so we went out onto the dance floor, and we danced alone. We don't really know how properly to dance most Latin rhythms, but we do dance a fairly passable merengue. You see, merengue is Dominican music, and I was an exchange student in Santo Domingo for a year, way back before I even had a driver's license, and I learned to dance. And Ann was the first American I ever dated who actually could dance a merengue properly. It's one of the reasons I knew she was the one. So of course we danced merengue together out there on the temporary dance floor alone in the middle of the outdoor mall in Emeryville. But soon enough we weren't alone because we got to be that couple. We got to be the folks who dance first and who by dancing give everyone else permission and courage to get out on the floor. It's a role I seldom get to play, at least in the context of dancing, and I love it. So it was so much fun to dance like that, outside with my sweetheart, surrounded eventually by a beautiful, diverse group of dancers, some of whom really knew what they were doing and others who didn't care but just wanted to feel the joy of moving the body to the rhythms of merengue and cumbia and salsa and who knows what else. And I have to say, even though the earlier part of my day, with everything that I was doing at church, which was good and satisfying, I loved it, it felt important, yet still, I needed to dance. And in light of my need for dancing last week, I feel as if I must ask you, dear people of Montclair Presbyterian Church, I have to ask you, as your spiritual leader of sorts, when was the last time you went dancing? Either literally or metaphorically, when was the last time you found some dancing shoes and went dancing? When was the last time you did something that filled your soul with restorative joy? One of the challenges that our church faces is that I think we don't always do enough to restore ourselves spiritually. We are doers in the extreme. And it's possible that we have our Calvinist roots to blame for that. Calvin was big on doing things, good things like we're doing here at Montclair Presbyterian Church. And think about all that we're doing and all that we have done. I've already mentioned that we're in the middle of doing a lot of renovation on our buildings. We're also sending our youth off to the Midwest for a couple of weeks of service and fellowship. Recently, we petitioned our denomination to end its investment in fossil fuels. We're active in several different social justice, peacemaking, racial justice, earth care issues, and we've recently walked a refugee family through the process of gaining asylum in the United States, and we did it without much in the way of outside institutional support. We've been retrofitting our facilities so that they're more sustainable in their use of energy. We've been struggling our way through some complex personnel and staffing issues. After celebration today, we'll be tackling the issue of justice in the Holy Land. It's all just in a day's worship here at Montclair, and it's really good stuff. And we're doing it really well, thanks to your dedication. But my friends, even as we're doing all of this really good and important and wonderful work, let us not forget to dance, at least occasionally, and maybe more than that. Because in order to keep doing the great work in which we're engaged, we need moments of restorative joy. Before I started preaching the sermon, Janet read the story of Mary and Martha. In the story, Jesus is visiting the home of two women, sisters, Mary and Martha. And during that visit, Martha is doing all the work. She's cooking dinner and she's making sure Jesus has plenty to drink and eat as he awaits dinner. But Mary's just sitting there, taking joy in Jesus' presence, as if there wasn't anything else for her to do in the kitchen. And I'm of the opinion that the story of Mary and Martha is archetypal in that some of us are Mary types, some of us are Martha types, and even though we need one another, there always will be some tension between the Marys and the Marthas. Now, I don't know what you may have observed over the years, but I am certainly of the opinion that ours tends to be a Martha-like congregation. We do a lot. We work like crazy, and sometimes we work till we're crazy, and our work is really good. In fact, I'm not sure I've ever seen a church that has done as much good work as this congregation does, and I really want to see that good work continue. I also know that your good work cannot last if you become burned out. Your inner Martha has to listen to Jesus and take a cue from Mary, who is Martha's shadow. Spiritually, you have to stop and refuel once in a while. From time to time, you have to dance. Dancing, or whatever it is that you do to be filled with restorative spiritual joy, is especially important for us in these troubled times. Since last I was up here in this pulpit, there was a bloody murderous rampage in the south of France. There was an attempted coup in Turkey. In Pakistan, a popular online personality was murdered in an apparent act of honor killing. Just this morning in Baton Rouge, someone attacked and killed several police officers. In Indiana, a major American political party is having a convention that will nominate as a candidate a man who has achieved his political success by appealing to the very worst aspects of the American soul. All this has happened and is happening on top of the regular bad news that has become so commonplace we seldom pay attention anymore. Gun violence, domestic violence, corruption, homelessness, the ongoing effects of racism, educational inequality, occupations and repressions in various places around the world. This is a hard time in which to be a human being, especially it's hard to be a human being of the concerned and peace-loving American variety. If we're going to practice a faith that speaks meaningful words in such times as these, then we need to find strength and joy. We need to dance, or if you don't dance, do whatever it is that will sustain your spirit. Work in the garden, go to the beach, read a book, write a book, put on your cowgirl boots and dance and bake a pie. Only you know what you need to do. As for me, well, there will be dancing at the Bay Street Mall in Emeryville again this afternoon between 3 and 5. Chances are pretty good that Ann and I will be down there. And I hope maybe I'll see some of you as well.